Patrick and the Fox by Mike Poulton. Patrick was in bed. He was supposed to be asleep, but he was reading a book. He put his dressing gown across the bottom of the door because he didn't want Dad to see his bedroom light. From the garden came a strange sound. It was a scuffling, shuffling, rustling sound, as if someone were crumpling up old newspapers. It came from the shed where the dustbins were kept. Patrick switched off the light and pulled back the curtains, and very quietly he opened his bedroom window and listened. The rustling sound stopped. There was a bright full moon, and Patrick could see all the way down to the bottom of the garden. He could see the dark shape of the shed and the moonlight shining on the cracked window pane. But he couldn't see what had been making the noise. Next morning, Patrick was getting ready to go shopping with Dad. "Before you go, you can take this bag of rubbish out to the dustbin," said Mum. Patrick had forgotten about the noises in the night until he went down to the shed. One of the dustbins was on its side, and rubbish was scattered all over the garden. "What a mess," gasped Patrick. "I wonder who did this." Dad came out to look for Patrick. He saw the rubbish. "What a mess," he said. "It must have been a cat." He put the rubbish back into the bin and put a big rock on the lid. "That should keep it out," he said. In the afternoon, Patrick was sitting near the window reading his book, and as he turned a page, he thought he saw something move at the bottom of the garden. He looked again, but everything was still. He watched and waited. After a few moments, a head popped up from behind the garden wall. It was a small, rusty-coloured head with a pointed face, yellow eyes, and a black nose. "It's a fox," said Patrick. "So that's what knocked the dustbin over. I thought a cat couldn't have been strong enough." He sat very still and stared at the fox. After a few more moments, when the fox knew that nobody was in the garden, it sprang onto the wall. It stayed there for a while, sniffing the air. And then it jumped down into the vegetable patch. Patrick watched it stroll up the path towards the house. He crept silently to the back door and opened it. And instead of running away, the fox sat down and stared at him. For a long time, neither of them moved. And then a dog barked in one of the other gardens, and the fox walked slowly down the path, jumped over the wall, and was gone. That autumn, the fox often came to feed from the dustbins at the bottom of the garden. Each time there was a mess to clear up, Dad would say, "That cat again. I wish I could get my hands on it." Patrick didn't tell Dad about the fox. He saw it sometimes on the garden wall in the early morning or in the evening, but he didn't tell anybody. One frosty morning, Patrick went down to the village to post a letter for Mum. Something was happening. The square was full of hounds and horses and people in red or black coats, and the horses stamped and snorted, and the hounds whined and wagged their tails, and Patrick felt worried. "I hope they don't catch my fox," he thought. When Patrick got home, Mum was washing the car. "Did you see the hunt?" she asked. "Yes, I did," said Patrick. "I hope they don't catch anything. I like foxes." "You wouldn't say that if you were a farmer," frowned Mum. "Foxes do a great deal of damage." "Well, I'm not a farmer. I like foxes, and I think it's wrong to chase them," said Patrick. He started to help Mum clean the car and soon forgot about the hunt. Patrick loved using the hose pipe. All that afternoon, Patrick could hear the hunt and the distant hills, the baying of the hounds, the call of the huntmen, and the sound of their horns filled the air. And when Patrick went out to put the hosepipe away, the sound seemed to be coming nearer and nearer. "That's strange," he thought. "It sounds as if those dogs are coming back to the village." He didn't have long to wonder about it. At that moment, the fox started up the garden path, knocked the lid off the dustbin, and jumped inside. The fox was panting. It seemed to be asking for help. And Patrick put the lid back on the dustbin and put the heavy rock on top of that. Then he dragged the dustbin into the shed, and he was just in time. The first of the hounds came bounding down the garden path. "Go away," shouted Patrick. "Go home, bad dog." Suddenly the garden was full of excited hounds, and Patrick did his best to keep them away from the shed. He grabbed the hose and turned on the tap. The hounds yapped and yelped. They didn't like being soaked. And then two huntsmen ran into the garden. "Turn off that hose," shouted one of the men. "Get those dogs out of here," shouted Patrick. "The fox must be in that shed," said the other man. "Go and fetch him out." "Go away," shouted Patrick, and he fell backwards over one of the hounds. He was still holding on to the hose. He didn't mean to soak the huntsmen. It was an accident. Mum came out. She was very cross with the huntsman. "What's going on?" she demanded. "There's a fox in your shed," replied one of the men, "and we're going to get him out." "Nonsense," said Mum. "There's no fox here. Call off these hounds at once. If you're not out of my garden in 10 seconds, there'll be trouble." The huntsman could see that it was pointless to argue with Mum. They called off the hounds and went away, grumbling. When the last of the hounds had gone, Mum smiled. "Did you see the fox, Patrick?" she asked. "Yes, I did," he said. "It's hiding in the bin." "Very funny," said Mum as she lifted the lid. The fox shot out of the bin over the garden wall and was gone, and Mum nearly jumped out of her skin. "I did tell you," laughed Patrick.